This podcast is a proud member of the That Moment In Podcast Network. Check out the network at thatmomentin.com.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to this, another edition of Cinema Recall Podcast over at thatmomentin.com. I am your host, The Vern. On this episode, I'm going to be giving you my quick thoughts about the movie The House That Jack Built. But let's do this right now. Let's play a small scene from The House That Jack Built, and then I'll be back with my thoughts, all right?
Oops. That was a mistake.
Mistake?
Me getting in this car with you. What was it one's mother used to say about not getting into cars with strangers?
Well, I wouldn't know what your mother said.
You might as well be a serial killer. I'm sorry, but you do kind of look like one.
You'd like me to drive you back to your car?
No, no. Take care of myself. I'm sorry. Were you offended that I called you a serial killer?
No. It's of absolutely no importance to me.
Maybe it's just the van. It's the kind one might expect to be kidnapped in, used to transport corpses.
But if you really were a serial killer, I guess the easiest thing would be just to bury my body back up there by those trees. But you'd have to remember to dig 6 feet down so the foxes couldn't dig up my grave.
What would I do? What would I do to keep you from getting away with it? Oh, of course.
I just pick up that jack and hit you over the head with it. A jack like that could do quite a bit of damage, don't you think?
I'm not a medical examiner.
Do quite a lot. Damn it.
All right, you just heard a scene from The House That Jack Built. This was directed by Lars von Trier, and he's no stranger to controversy. He's done movies such as Antichrist, Melancholia, Dancer in the Dark, Dogville, Nymphomaniac, Volume 1, Volume 2. In fact, I was a guest on the Damien Riley podcast hosted by Damien Riley, where we discussed his filmography, and his earlier career is a lot different than his latest movies. I feel like his latest movies are there a lot to shock people. And that's fine, you know, and his latest movie, The House That Jack Built, pulls no punches in doing so. Now, the problem is that I saw the R-rated version of this. I have not seen the uncensored, uncut version, and I know there's a lot more horrific scenes that happen in that movie, but as a storyline itself there, I guess you can sort of take or leave it. Let's put it this way. The House That Jack Built follows Jack, played by Matt Dillon, and he is confessing his career as a serial killer to this guy called Verge. He's played by Bruno Gantz, and the movie is split up into a series of incidents, chapters as you will there, about each time Jack has committed a murder. The first one has Uma Thurman, and she plays a woman who had her car broken, and Jack is taking her to the mechanic, and there's a funny sequence where she keeps commenting about him being a serial killer, and how easy it will be to kill her and leave her somewhere. It's very funny. In fact, it's the scene that you heard in the podcast. And then you have other chapters has a different victim, and it's about how he kills them and disposes of their bodies, and the only thing that I found funny about this feature is the fact that Jack has OCD. I mean, there's a sequence where after he kills a woman, he cleans up all the blood, goes out to his car, ready to escape, but then in his mind he thinks that, oh shit, I forgot to clean up the blood underneath the lamp or the carpet, they're gonna catch me. So he goes back into the house, cleans everything up again, feels fine, goes back out to his car, and then he thinks, oh shit, the pitcher. I know I left some blood by the pitcher. I gotta go back in there and clean that up. So he goes back in there and cleans it up, and it gets to the point where even if cops are showing up, he doesn't care. He's like, gotta go back to the house and clean it up. And there's other sequences, like when he has a family and then he starts hunting them. That would have been a great sequence if there was any type of, like, tension there. Like, you know he's a serial killer, you know he's gonna do something bad, but it just felt like too random, and I wanted to have him be a little bit more menacing, alright? I just didn't get that. The same thing, he has a girlfriend, and later on chapter, and Jack is pretending to be crippled, he has a girlfriend there. It's fine, I guess is what I'm saying. It's fine for like a 90-minute feature, but this is about a 2.5-hour long feature, and there's just too many things that do have nothing to do with the plot. Like, huge chapters about building a house and different architects, and then you have this whole scene about Nazism, alright? And then it shows a montage of Lars von Trier's other features that I don't think really need to be in there. The performances from Matt Dillon is great, and I do recommend watching sequences with him because he's good. But yeah, folks, I got this 1 out of 5 stars. I'm going to give it 2. I don't want to discourage people from not watching this. In fact, I was going to write up a review for this, but I seriously think that one of our contributors, Zoe Rose Smith, she writes a much better review on her website. Seriously, go to ZoboWithTheShotgun.com, look it up, read her review about the house that Jack built, and you'll have a much better map of this movie. Much better review than I can give you here. But that's it. I'm going to give The House That Jack Built 2 stars. Funny in some moments right there, but I'm dialing too much here. Let's do this. Let's take a small break, and then we'll be back, all right?
Hey, I'm Rico.
I'm Jessica, and we host the Always the Critic podcast.
Our show is just a couple of friends reviewing and talking about the latest movies.
And even on occasion, some throwback favorites.
Except, we literally have 0 qualifications to do so.
Yeah, we don't really know what we're doing.
But we sure have a great time watching movies.
And asking important questions like...
Can Will Smith sing?
How many more John Wick movies are they going to make?
DC or Marvel?
Pine Sol or Fabuloso? You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and many more.
Don't forget to check us out on social media to stay up to date on our latest episodes and reviews. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at AlwaysCriticPod.
Give us a listen. No film degrees.
No connections.
No experience necessary.
Because when it comes to film, we're always the critic.
This podcast is a proud member of the LAMB Podcasting Network. Find the network at largeassmovieblogs.com.
Want to know what's happening for the weekend? Then check out Subject Cinema's 3-Minute Weekend, spotlighting all the new films hitting your local theaters. Join host T.C. Kirkham as he gives you the 411 on all the new blockbuster releases, as well as the indies that might be coming to your town, and choices for video on demand as well. 3-Minute Weekend, every Friday morning, from Subject Cinema and eCinema1.com, a member of the LAMB Podcasting Network, a PNR Networks podcast.
Alright, well, that's going to wrap up this episode of Cinema Recall Podcast. Big thank you to all of you out there who have listened and have shared our episodes. Really, really appreciate that. If you want to hear any of our episodes, you can head out over to these platforms. We're available there. Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, Anchor. And we just recently became available on Stitcher, so definitely check that out. Really greatly appreciate the support. You can find us on social media via Twitter at @cinema_recall. We're available on Instagram and Facebook. Just type in Cinema Recall Podcast. And if you have any sort of like questions, concerns, praises, complaints, please email them to me at cinemarecall@gmail.com. If you have an ad spot you want to play, cinemarecall@gmail.com, and I will feature them in an upcoming episode. So yeah, so if you have a podcast, you have an ad, send them to me. I would love to play them. But anyways, folks, I'm going to leave right now. I'll be have a great rest of the week, and we'll be back with another episode soon. Good night.